the following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good men everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. To see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
The first thing, of course, that I noticed is the man is not fat at all. I hate to shatter the image, but he's not fat. So why he's called big fat, I mean, you could fit three of him in me, which sounds very disgusting.
Like you can't believe.
And I don't mean it that way. But really, he's a Southern gentleman with Southern charm.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online!
You could fit three of him in me, which sounds very disgusting.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1369 of the BFO for Thursday, the 25th of April 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'll show y'all, I have got a list. And on that list is, can you hear that? Hello, gifters. Big Fatty, is there a cake along with those gifts? No. But hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, now I got to tell you something. When I got up and went to the coal mine on Wednesday, on my list of things to talk about today, there was absolutely nothing. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, I've got a list and a half now. Big Fatty! And I'll probably still have 10 minutes left at the end of the little show where I'm just still nattering. But y'all, you'll gift us today because y'all, today, the 25th of April, you might have picked it up from the music, y'all. But y'all, it is only 8 months until Crema. Y'all, I cannot believe. Cannot believe that this year is almost a third over. Just cannot believe it. Big Fatty, put your foot on the brake. But anyway, y'all just get your crema shopping started. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of crema shopping, I got an e-letter from the Americans Express yesterday. Well, I guess on Tuesday. And y'all, it was interesting. It was a way that you can do a photo gift card for your mama for Mother's Day. Now, y'all, Mother's Day is coming up in just a couple of weeks. It is coming up on the 12th of May. So I guess it's about 3 weeks, or 2 weeks from this Sunday. Yes, Big Fatty, you got to make that a priority because you don't want your mama to be mad at you, especially that Big Ricky. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, what you can do, you can get a gift card, and you can do any denomination, like from $20 to $5,000. Big Fatty, I'll take two of those. But what you can do is you can put your picture or a picture on the gift card. So y'all, I thought, well, you know, I'll get a couple of $50 gift cards. Because, you know, for Mother's Day and Father's Day, I usually just send a $50 gas card or something like that to the hats. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just do that. And so, y'all, the show art of Big Fatty's new glasses, which was the Hump Day show art, without the writing, I added that picture to the Americans Express gift card. And, y'all, they've got a code if you want to get your pencil. Big Fatty, if they need their pencil, you better play the music. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all, the American Express gift cards, they usually charge a fee for those. But y'all, they gave you a code in this e-letter that I received. And y'all, if y'all would like to use the code also, you can go over. And put your code in, and they waive the fee on them. So y'all, you want to go just go over to AmericanExpress.com and see gift cards and look for the photo gift cards. And y'all, then when you go to the checkout, there's a thing down there at the bottom, and it's real easy to upload your picture and everything. And then you select the denomination of the gift cards that you want and how many you want. Now, you do have to pay a shipping charge. I think it's like $5 or $6 for them to mail them to you, which, you know, that's kind of standard. y'all, they will waive the purchase fees. And y'all, all you have to do under the code, where it asks for the code, you type in MOMGIFT2. I say chew. So it's Mom Gift 2. And y'all, that's good until the end of May. So if you want to do that, you know, there's some little shows, not the Vons, yo, 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 which you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, she'll be excited today because it's full moon. And you know she loves the full moon. And that's why I chose her for the beginning of today's little show. But anyway, you can, you know, there's some little shows that like to give away the Amazon gift cards. Y'all, you could go and put your little show logo over there. Y'all, speaking of little shows, y'all, evidently Dr. E. Pluribus Stone is starting a brand new little show. Y'all, he is going to call it The Angry Pheasant. And I just think it's lovely. And y'all can't wait to hear what The Angry Pheasant has to say. But anyway, so Dr. Stone, we wish you well. As you peck your way into a new little show, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, old Spot and Crazy posted a couple of new pictures over there at the Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, if you don't go over to Spot and Big Fatty, you're crazy. That's all I gotta say. And y'all, if you don't submit pictures to Spot and Big Crazy, Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, you should. You should, because they're lovely. Big Fatty just loves this. Y'all, that Pino G out there in the Bay Area. So nice I named it twice. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty in honor of Earth Day. Big Fatty emerges from the ocean. And y'all, Big Fatty is just coming up from the Pacific Ocean. Y'all, I must be making my way to that Walnut Hills or something. And y'all, then Rob number one of Rob Squared. Y'all, he spotted Big Fatty on the cover of Fart Proudly, Writings of the Fat One You'll Never Read in School. And it says, the literature of the fat one, always fought proudly. Big Fatty, you proudly farted on the way to the fat cave this afternoon, and it was just vulgar. Y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all went to the Von's East. Y'all, the Von's East has got a new program. It's the electronic coupons. And y'all, what you do is you go in. I don't remember what it's called. Let me see if I can figure it out here real quick. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Let's just see if I can figure it out. Von's East. It's called. Let's just see. Is this it? Big Fatty, y'all, you have to go in and you have to log in. Y'all, it's called Publix.couponselectionpage.com. Y'all, that is, what is that? That's a banana. Big Freddy. And y'all, you go on and they have these digital coupons, and you just select the ones that you want, and it hooks to your phone number, and when you go through the checkout, you put in your phone number, and then when you buy those items, it automatically takes the coupon off. So y'all, I thought that was pretty good. Yes, Big Freddy. So y'all, that's something you might want to consider signing up for if you have a Von's East in your area. Big Freddy, we don't need to hear about Von's East in your area. But y'all, let's see what I bought today. Y'all, I got a bag of Solid, and oh, y'all, they had the Apple Snack on sale, so I had to stock up on that again. Bananas, of course. Y'all, they had this, this brand of bacon called Wright Bacon, and that is with a W. Y'all, it was 3 pounds. It was on sale for $13.99, but y'all, that was for 3 pounds, so that's a pretty good price, I thought. I got me some ground round. Y'all make a meatloaf. I've got some sage-flavored Jimmy Dean breakfast sausage. I'm going to mix that in with the ground beef, and I'm going to make me a meatloaf. Big Fatty, don't let your meatloaf. I got some more of that Kanaku, which is not the way you're supposed to say it, smoked sausage. Y'all, the penny coupon was a jar of the Von's East creamy peanut butter. Y'all, I had a big old spoonful of it. I felt like the Von's. Yo! Except for the fact that I didn't eat the whole jar. Big Fatty. Got some more, strawberries, y'all. I got some of that Z-Quil. It was, first of all, it was on sale. Then they had a 50-cent coupon attached to it, which they doubled. And then that was one of the electronic coupons. I got another dollar off of it. So I was real pleased with that. My egg whites were on sale. What else did I get here? Big Fatty, we don't know. We had, let's see. Oh, and I got another bag of onions. So y'all, I spent, where is it I spent here? $70.19. But I saved, where is it? $19.23. So I think that's pretty good. So there you have it, y'all. That's pretty good. And y'all, then on my way home from the Von's East, I went by the P.O. Box. Yeah, I guess y'all went over there. There was a card. There's a postcard there, and y'all, it's a picture of a giant fountain. And y'all, it's from Philadelphia. It's called the City of Brotherly Love. And y'all, the fountain is shooting all over the word love. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, on the back it says, Bergwater. Just a note to say hi. From the Robs, y'all. This is the Robs that were. I'm pretty sure they were in the New York City if they were in the Philadelphias. But you know, I think they're up there in the Chicago's. And I'll come back to that in a second. But they say hi from the Robs. You were with us in spirit. We kept seeing things that would be perfect for spotting Big Fatty photos. Stay tuned for pictures. Rob and Rob from the Chicagoland. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, first of all, Rob and Rob, thank you so much for the lovely, lovely card. And it's just so nice of you to take the time on your vacation, on your holiday, to send Big Fatty a card. And y'all, you know, how much is a postcard stamp nowadays? 33 cents, y'all. That's all it is. That's all it is. Rob and Rob, they've been posting over there at the Big Fatty and spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, I believe the Rob and Rob are going to the International Mr. Leather Horror Weekend up there in the Chicago's. The Memorial Day weekend. Now, Big Fatty's not going to be able to make it because, you know, I'm probably going to be in Hatlanta dealing with the hats moving. But anyway, and Rob and Rob, please keep posting the pictures over there at the spot in Big Fatty. And also, just for your edification, Big Fatty, please wipe that off your shoe. Not defecation, edification. Y'all, I saw on the 20 today that Moose P, the number one fan of the BFO for 2010, y'all, he is up there in the Chicago's. And so Robin Rob, be on the lookout for Moose P. He's going up there to see what's that show called? The Mormon Book. And he's looking for another little show to go to also. But maybe y'all can have a cocktail and talk nicely about Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure they will. And y'all, speaking of people talking nice about Big Fatty, y'all, you know, Ant out there in the Bay Area. So nice to name you twice. Y'all, he won the contest on the Catching Up little show, the Cup show. And y'all, he got on, he had a private, lap dance from, Joe and, the big liar, Mr. Mike Lawson. It was an oral, lap dance. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they caught up. And evidently, Praise Hydrogen, Ant talked about me. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure he did. I wonder if he told him that he reached under the cap. But never mind. But anyway, so there you have that. Y'all, I had the most fucked up dream on Tuesday night I think I may have ever had. Y'all, I dreamt that Drew Carey, the host of The Price is Right, hired Big Fatty to redesign his front yard. Y'all on one half, there was a walkway that came out of the front door, and then there was all this ironwork and arbors and things like that over the walkway. But on one half, he wanted to have foliage and blooming things that was blooming every season of the year. And then on the other half, on the other side of the sidewalk, y'all, he wanted carpeting. But the strange thing was, on the back side or along the property line, he wanted to have these lucite boxes that had animals in it, like geese and ducks and things like that. There may have even been an angry pheasant in there. I don't know. But he didn't want to see them. He just wanted to have them there hidden so other people could come see it. And then on top of all that, the house and the yard and everything was on the soundstage of The Price is Right out there at Television City in Hollywood. Y'all, speaking of Television City in Hollywood, y'all, I was thinking last night, y'all hadn't heard from Ian in a month of Sundays. You know, Ian is out there in the City of Angels, and y'all, she used to call us all the time, and Odia Gussie, and say something to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. That BW Valentine also, she's out there somewhere too. I don't know where she is. Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely full moon. Y'all, I'm on my way to a horror meeting over at Granny and Miss Waters' house. We usually have a little snicker snack before the meeting, but I don't know what we're gonna have. They usually call and ask me what I want, but y'all hadn't heard a word. And I'll be more than happy to pass along any medical maladies that might occur during the meeting. Vonzie, you want to give us a little preview of what you're going to have on your little show on Friday?
You could fit three of him in me, which sounds very disgusting.
Picture it! Walnut Hills, 2011!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.